So I'm just doing a quick video so you can see how the AI box works. So I plug it in, I turn on the bike, and this is after I've already got my phone Bluetoothed to this and my mobile hotspot connected to it and that connected to here. This is to show you how it connects. So I come into here, it'll show that it's not there. I just keep clicking on it. It does pop up, and then it'll say Android. So there are times where it'll say Android here, and then other times where it'll say CarPlay starting up on this side. Don't worry about it saying CarPlay, it's still Android. So my mobile hotspot's connected, and my battery's connected, so my Bluetooth is connected. And the last thing I had open was YouTube for music, so I have YouTube regular music here. Let me go back, I'll show you. And then I see that this Play Store, I've connected my account to it. You can actually use Netflix. So if you're at a car show, bike show, out with friends somewhere, you can actually sign into your Netflix. If you have mobile hotspot, you can watch movies on your Netflix. I just don't have mine signed in yet. With Play Store, you can download a shit ton of... It doesn't actually tell me what I can't download. It shows me just about everything as normal. Like it's a phone. Or a tablet. Like I go on Play Store, and I look up apps. And it just... It gives me... I have Clash of Clans on here, TikTok, Amazon. So it's basically like having a tablet once you put the AI box on here. It's not just a screen anymore. And then if I ever don't want this for whatever reason, if I just tap car, it goes back to how the screen is. But then as I come up here, I just click on here and it goes straight back to it.